Extract from the Curse of the Spider by Aaron Pemberton. The boy was petrified, closing his eyes, but smelling the carcass lying there. He couldn't help how it numbed him more. He couldn't go on. He cradled his head before his knees, waiting for the footsteps to tear him off the ground. They were coming. Grimstand was leaping like a swift spirit running through the air. He dashed off leaves, sending them upwards in explosion with every pounce. "I see him," a guard said. "Group up." The guard saw the boy crying over something. Reaching the boy, the guard turned the dead body with his feet. Repulsed, he slapped Nick, who was unconscious, with the back of his gun, to wake the child. The guard turned to call the others, clearing out the sick of his own stomach. He could see them like shadows running in from behind him. A stick snapped. The guard turned to see what the boy was doing. Grimstand's jaw tore out his throat. Like the wind, it flew, dodging the man's panicked fire, missing bullets which splintered the tree barks. In its momentum, it jumped in air and flew off limbs, taking one down and then the other. It was like watching a living ball strike pins. He could smell them for the instant they left his sight. His aerodynamic strength crashed them, smashing down their chests and breaking in their lungs. Only a few guns were let going off. He took out the limb, biting through it with his blood-stained teeth. One started running, crying tears, wanting to get away. The wolf could hear his frightened steps, while the others kept shooting. A few bullets left. His heart was racing while he kept it steady in the sight. The wolf saw the smoke raise first, jumped into the air, and scratched through it his balaclava, then ended it, tearing into his throat. The wood was silent. A dead wind blew between the trees, chasing horrified steps. The wolf turned its head, picked up the man's sweat and fear. "Help me, please, help me," he cried. The wood was empty. He couldn't even hear what was coming behind him. "For God's sake, somebody help me. Fiends, fiends," he shouted, before he started screaming. It was a second the wolf was on his back before it was over for him. It left him dead on the portal grass and ran back over to Nick. Nothing else stood in its way.